Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo, yo.
Hey, hey.
What's going on?
We are back in the building.
We are back here.
Once again.
With another episode of We're Keeping It Real is keeping it right.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
Y'all, listen, if this is your first time joining us here at Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, we want to let you know that you are in for a treat today.
Yes, you are.
This is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and relationships, and we keep it real. Real conversations with real people in real relationships. So today, I'm excited. Oh, but first, make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, and make sure you share, because you do not want to miss any other episode that we do. I mean, you want to go back even and review other episodes. So today we have a special. I'm gonna let you handle this one.
Well, listen, y'all.
I'm gonna let you handle this one.
Hey, Aunt Liza, how you doing, Aunt Liza? She logging in.
Auntie,
we love you. We love you. Listen, y'all. Today episode is pretty dear to my heart. Because this is a couple that we literally grew through our pains together.
Yeah.
And I invited them. They were so gracious enough to grace us here in our city to come in today.
Yeah.
And to share their story. I promise you, when you hear their story, and we got some talking to do with them. But my brother, he's the son of Bobby Bird, the drummer for James Brown, and his lovely bride,
my lovely wife,
my sister.
Come on.
Tony Bird and Charisse Thornton.
Yes.
Tony Bird Thornton and Charisse
Y'all
Thornton.
Y'all listen, this is going to be a fireball show because we have a topic
What's up,
for
Darren?
You. This is We Thought It Was Over. This is for those people who are in relationships and marriages. And you thought it was over, but the key word is you. Anyway, introduce yourself so people can know who you are. Oh, you got to turn your volume down.
Yeah. Turn it back. Hey,
I've done that so many times.
My dad is watching. What's up, Dad?
Hi,
Darren Phillips,
Jesse.
How you doing?
Hey, Darren.
Tanya Oglesby. Thank you.
Hey, Tanya.
There's Deshaun, our niece. Hi, my name is Charisse Thornton. I'm the lovely bride of this here young king.
Come on.
Come on here.
Thornton.
Come on.
Got the king with you.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm Tony Bird Thornton. This is my queen.
Pull your mic closer to you.
Put your mic a little closer so they can hear.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, there you go. Come on.
It's new for us.
One time, two times. Dang, dang, dang.
Three times.
Man.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
So listen, y'all. Man, when I tell you, we went through a story. Now.
Wow.
We went through a story, and we're gonna kind of journey through with the time that we have. We're gonna journey through. Hey, Dad, what's up, man? We're gonna journey through this little story, y'all. You know, like most relationships, you know, we go through situations, and we go through some situations. I mean, even Tony and Charisse, they're very dear to me because they were actually the couple in Atlanta where everybody look to them. You know, they were old. They were the couple that everybody went to their house.
The door was always open. Right.
And, I mean, when I say open, if you were hungry and you wanted to come through,
he gonna be grilling.
He gonna be putting something on the grill. He gonna put something on the grill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He gonna cook it up. You gonna eat good.
You gonna
get your little time to come and relax and unwind if you're going through problems. Tony's and Sharice's house
was
the house to go to.
Yeah,
and when I tell you they helped everybody, I mean, they always had an extra room. So if you needed to stay there for a couple of,
and we have stayed there,
you know what I'm saying? When we went through some times, they were there for us. But being that couple that everybody looked to, when you guys went through, who did you guys, how was it? Because you guys always poured your heart out and you poured your house out and you poured whatever you had out. So when you guys went through what you were going through, who were you able to? I'm sorry, I'm going to dig it in.
You jumped all the way to the end of the show.
No, I'm not going to the end because this is the beginning because what's the road that y'all lived on, that house? By down a block from the church now.
Fairview.
I'm going Fairview Road.
Okay, I was
the first house.
Yes. I'm going Fairview.
I understand that, but I want people to know, how did y'all meet? Let's start there.
Actually, you want to tell me?
No, you can tell me.
Okay, actually, we met at Trinity Missionary Baptist.
Trinity Worship Center. Shout out to Trinity Worship.
Apostle. I'm sorry about that. I forgot you got the worship center.
So y'all met at church.
We met at church.
Uh huh.
And
he came to my church.
Okay. Right.
She was
famous
already.
Him.
Yeah.
Come on,
she was already at the church.
Yeah.
And
Lord,
I had
tell a story.
My father had just passed, and there was a guy that was going to the church at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think Apostle approached him and said, "Hey, man, you know anybody? With some drums?" He said, "Holy Spirit said if I just put some drums in here, that somebody will come and play them."
Mm-hmm.
Well, he gave him my number, and he called me. And he said, "This is Apostle Miller." Well, at that time, he was Pastor Miller. He called me. He said, "It's Pastor Miller." He says, "You know, I talked to Jaquavius, and he said that, God rest his soul, he said that he, do you have any drums maybe that the church could just borrow for a while? I just want to set some up in here. Maybe if I set a set of drums up in here, somebody will come and play them. How much would you charge for me to just let your drums sit up in my church?" And I said, I said, "I'd do better than that. I'll come and set them up, and then I'll play them."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "You do that?" He said, "Well, we're not a big church. We don't have a lot of money. But, you know, I've always had a love for the music, especially playing for the Lord. So it wasn't a big thing for me. It wasn't about the money. So I began to, you know, play, and we became friends."
He was watching me, y'all, in the choir.
He was watching you.
He was watching you, huh?
Yeah.
Your eyes was on the prize.
No, he couldn't see nothing, though.
No, I wasn't. I mean, she wasn't. well, she's an eye candy now, but she wasn't eye candy then.
Eye candy then, though, baby.
But you was, but you had it all covered. That's down to your ankles.
Down to my ankles.
That means she was holy.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Till after years go, you know. Time went by.
Well, I'm still holy.
She's still holy. But I mean, you know, you didn't see it by just, you know, that's why I say it's hard to judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you couldn't see the jewel then because you was looking for the wrong jewel.
Uh-oh, mm-hmm. You was looking for?
Some of us are looking for the wrong thing. Hey, Ashley.
Come on now.
Ashley Jones, what's up, Gabby girl?
Hey, Ash. Leticia's on. Hey, sis.
My sister's on. So
you met at church. You offered, and God says, "Okay, for your obedience."
actually, I was.
He was physically looking at somebody else.
Okay. Actually, physically, I was on foot because she began to be my friend. In fact, at one point in time, we were saying, "Hey, bro, hey, sis."
Yeah, yeah.
And I was asking her for.
Another lady's telephone number
that I never called it once. I don't know why. And you know, knowing me,
she shall be nameless. She would.
Yes. Yeah, we're not gonna call you. We ain't gonna throw you under the bus, baby girl. But I asked her for the young lady's number, which I never called.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I was going through with trying to get over my father passing because he was everything to me. I mean, he took me all over the world, you know.
Mm.
And but baby, listen.
And so, wait a
minute. Forgot the other part.
What's the other part?
That I was taking you back and forth. So you were still dating.
I just
that
told
girl,
you I was literally.
But you were still dating that girl.
No, she was trying to date me. I had been back there to her. Glory
so,
be to God.
So basically, so y'all was friends.
Yeah,
we were friends.
What, okay, that's what y'all.
We were friends.
Uh huh.
And then we got a little closer. It got to one night. I was on the phone with her, and I said, "Hey, babe, you know something?
Babe."
It went there.
Yeah.
And so.
And I didn't even realize I did that.
Yeah, and it went. Wow. Yeah, and it went there. And so one day we were riding in the car, and I said, "You know something?
I want to date you."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That ain't what it's saying.
I'm getting ready to hit you with it. Hold on. You put your seatbelt on. I said, "I've been praying to the Lord for a wife, and if He ever was to bless me with a wife, I want just like you."
Okay. Just like me. But not knowing that when God made her, He broke the mold, so it had to be her, huh?
God, boy, He did more than break. He stepped on that blueprint.
It was her.
So maybe.
That was the seed.
That was the seed that was planted.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And so.
Yep, that was.
Then our conversations began to last all night long.
Right.
Don't hang up. Go to sleep on the phone. Yeah, like wake up. Like you're still on the phone. Uh-huh. You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, at that point, I was done. My goof was already cooked. But I didn't know how to approach her because she was set aside. She was set apart from the rest of the women that I've been encountered with.
Because
I could go to them and say, "Hey, you know, woo, 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 woo." And but I knew that she was different than the rest of them.
Right.
And so I was like, "Oh, no, I'm going to do that." Mm-mm. So to make a long story short, one night we were on our way to choir rehearsal, and my mother had come and wanted to help with the choir over there. So I was in their car, and we got to the church. And that night it was, Jesse, if I tell you, it was pouring down raining. It was, I ain't never seen it rain so hard. And I'd been through some rainstorms, shipping everywhere. It was pouring down. And she called and she said, "Where are you?"
I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, you was excited.
Oh.
You was excited.
That's exactly.
The mad kind of excited. You was upset.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you?
I was.
I said, "I'm at the church, baby. Where you? And I'm waiting on you."
Oh, yeah, that's right. My windshield.
You say, "I can't see. My windshield won't work." I said, "Baby, just hold on for a minute. Tell me where you are, and I'll come and get you." I said, "What's wrong with the windshield?" "You don't worry."
That's
so
just how I sound, too.
I got there. When I arrived, she was in the Wendy's parking lot on Black Shores Road, right across from AutoZone. I got out of the car. It's pouring down rain. I go to the car. I say, "Well, it looked like the windshield was broke. Let me go across here to the thing and get your windshield." "I got one. It's already in there. I just don't know how to put it on." I was asking somebody to put it on, and this, I said, "Okay, I'll put it on." So, Jesse, I put the windshield on. I mean, I put the windshield wiper on. And I took three steps. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Stopped like a block of ice. The Holy Spirit said, "Seize the opportunity."
In the rain.
I turned about face like I was a Navy SEAL.
Come on.
Walked to the window. Knocked on the window.
He's so dramatic. I said,
"I don't have a whole lot." And I don't.
He did say that.
"But I know what I want." and I want you. Will you marry me?
She what? Said,
yep.
Yeah. Marry? I thought you were finna say, will you do?
I told her I didn't want no girlfriend.
He said, I don't want no girlfriend.
Wow. I want a wife, and you the one.
Wow.
And she said, yeah. So we plan to get married, 2 weeks later, right?
About 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
But later. In that week, her father passed
away.
Oh, wow.
So we had to put it on hold, drive to Savannah.
That's right. Wow. That's
put her father in the ground, then come back.
Then come back.
Then went and got married. And that's going on 16 years ago.
Yeah, right. What's up, Mama Cheeks?
Wow.
Hey, Tanisha. Hey, love. How you doing?
Hey, y'all. We love you guys so much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The topic for today is we thought it was over. So a beginning like that.
So yeah. Such a wonderful beginning.
Yeah.
It sounds so all too well. And all too surreal.
Yeah.
Surreal. So now going back to the question that I had.
Okay.
I'm jumping.
All
because,
right, jump.
Because
please.
I, you know, we gotta move it. I don't wanna
we gotta move along.
Yeah,
move.
Yeah, yeah. So again, so my question to you guys
hey,
was
Mia.
Hey Mia, how you doing? My question to you guys was, with everything that you've been to a lot of couples, a lot of people, not just couples, but people. You know, you guys were a cornerstone for a lot of helping a lot of people who were trying to find their way in Georgia. I was one of them. I was one of them. But so you guys were, you know, a help to so many people. With that being said, knowing that you were that help, how were you able to get that same thing that you put out when you guys went through what you were going through? How was it? How was that? How easy or hard was that?
I go. It was hard. At first, it was very hard. But then everything that we went through was ordered by God. It was, I walked by what God told me to.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the midst of when we were going through what we were going through, the Holy Spirit is what led me through the really, really rough times.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to what the Holy Spirit said. And so I had to separate us. I had to say, this is not fruitful. We have to. And so I listened to the Holy Spirit and I obeyed what the Holy Spirit said. Now, that doesn't mean it was easy because it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he had to go where he had to go so God could deal with him. And I still had some stuff that God had to deal with me with.
Individually.
And
so,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was rough, though.
Okay. So we went from how y'all started, there was a storm. Y'all started in the storm.
Yeah, you started in the storm and went through the storm.
And went through the storm. Okay, so give us a little bit of some of the stuff that you went through in the storm of your relationship. Because you said 16 years from that point that y'all got together. Mm-hmm. 16 years y'all been married.
Yep, come
y'all
August.
Have
come August,
it'll be 23rd.
Y'all have
what's up, Larry?
Through, y'all have gone through.
Yeah.
Deshaun Grimes says it's a great story.
Yeah, Deshaun.
That's hey, my Deshaun. Favorite. That's my baby. That's my hey, baby.
We love you, baby.
Uncle Tony loves you.
So talk to us about your story.
Well, I'm going to make this real sweet, but not so sweet.
Work it out.
All right.
When I told her that a lot of that went on and that our marriage was descending, it was my fault.
Not all entirely.
Wait a minute, baby. Let me tell you why I have to hold and I have to take this responsibility.
Okay.
Number one,
okay.
I'm the head.
Okay.
Number two, no, excuse me. Number one is God is the head,
mm-hmm.
and I let God's hand go.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Number two, I'm the head over the family,
mm-hmm.
and I let that go. And when that happened, the enemy came in like a flood and did what he wanted to do with me, and I was powerless. So I used everything that I could to make me feel not so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of drugs, alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, however you want to call it. I'm clean now, y'all.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Glory be to God.
Come on.
But I used all of this. But it seemed like the more that I used it,
hey, Maritza,
the more I hurt. But I still didn't have her. You know what I'm saying? So then my mother passed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, before that.
I mean, but we
We walked through so much before
we did,
got
but
to
I was just
end.
Sweet. Like I said, I was going
to
make it sweet.
It's hard to make it good. Short and sweet.
Because it is no way that we can tell everybody out there that's listening to us the story in 1 hour. It's not going
to happen. How was it? Well, I want to let you tell your part because I commend. Because I really believe that when a man takes the responsibility, no matter what the woman feels, but actually, and we say this all the time on the podcast, that men set the tone for the relationship because we are the head of the household.
Exactly.
We are the head of the family. Mm-hmm. So when a man can take responsibility for what he's done, that says volumes.
And anybody that knows you, sir.
They know
that if you are sitting here taking responsibility, that ain't nothing but God, and that was so grammatically incorrect.
Don't rub it
but
in.
But that's what it is.
That's what
I mean. And
that,
we're talking about
we talking real talk. We talking raw.
Yeah,
anybody
real talk.
Who knows Tony Bird knows that you were a very, very, very hard nook to crack,
selfish.
Baby.
Selfish, self-centered. It was all about me. I didn't care what nobody felt.
Showing.
I was going to do it the way Tony wanted to do it.
You
and
yeah,
and
exactly.
I didn't care how you felt about it.
Sure did. And would tell you, too.
And would tell you.
And would tell you.
What?
With
that's
no
your
problem.
That ain't mine.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I found out that that's not it. But I did find out one thing.
I hope he's
watching this. And he's been my father since...
Talking about Bishop Lee Park. I don't know if he's on.
He told me.
I don't know if he's
he
on.
He told me. He said, son, when folks count you out, they said you're never going to be nothing. That's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make their problem your problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was something that I had to hold on to. You know? And to this day, I'm holding on to it. And, you know, he was telling me all the time, you're not listening to your wife. Listen to your wife. But the whole time he's saying that, my wife is telling me, you don't listen to me. But I couldn't hear nothing but the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get high. Let's go out. Let's do this. Let's do that. My wife at home every day struggling. We struggling with the bills. Everything's just going. Just haywire. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the hardest things.
Y'all excuse
even
me.
Christian married women, and I say Christian married women mm-hmm. because even with some ooh. Christian married women, they give you worldly advice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because I am a firm believer in my vows. In death do us part, in sickness and in health. Mm-hmm. Well, yes. He was sick.
Right, okay.
And so I had to stand on, one, the vows that I gave. And two, I had to stand on the word. I had to stand on the word. I had to stand.
Come on now.
It didn't matter what other people said.
Right.
It didn't matter how other people felt, right. What they thought yeah. I should do. I had to stand on the word. So I knew that divorce wasn't an option.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because God told me it wasn't an option.
Yes.
Come on.
So, and even in that.
Do y'all hear that? No, I'm talking to the people that are listening.
even in that, and I'm going to tell you something. And she's on here, Deshaun. She's on here. She walked through some things with her marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one person who I was able to share with and talk with. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get that worldly response.
Right.
Because she's a woman of God. She stands on the word. She walked through the same, some similar things with her marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But she was one of the ones that I was able to stand on. But not all women that are in the church or call themselves believers are going to say.
That's right.
That sister girl thing, you know, I ain't going to stand for that. I'm not going to do that. You better do this. You got.
No, if you was me, you would do exactly what I do because you would be me.
So we got to just say a couple of shout outs real quick. Mama Pearly, Mama P, what up? My boy Al West is on. Super producer. Charles Oglesby.
Hey, Charles.
Is watching.
How are you,
brother?
So listen, that is so true.
Yeah. You said.
You'd be surprised how many people who go to church will literally tell you,
"You need leave.
You need to leave. I will not put up with this. I ain't going for that. If I was you. And that's crazy. And the sad part is,
can I say something to you?
Yeah.
If you find a person that's telling you that, I guarantee you 101, they ain't not even married.
No, but I wouldn't be happy.
I don't think, Christina.
That's not necessary.
Or they've gone through something that caused them to decide not to be.
Yeah, Christina. My boy Al said, he said a lot of church people are not aware of the biblical sense of divorce. That's right, Al.
Come on, Al.
Let me say this, Jesse. I put it to you like this. You and First Lady.
Just Lady Free.
Lady Free. I'm calling it.
Just Lady Free.
There it is. You and Lady Free, y'all married.
Me and my wife. I pray we are, yes.
Without a doubt, me and my wife are married. What business we got going hang around with single people?
Just hanging out.
What gratification is that? How, like my daddy, my spiritual father say, how does that look? What is it that, you know what I'm saying? Because your outlook about a marriage
is different.
It's totally different.
Totally different.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Because you're not married. So you don't know what to do, when to do it. And even sometimes, as we've been as married as long as we, sometimes we don't know what to do and when to do it all the time.
I think you got to be a little clear because what happens is, okay, now if you're like, because a lot of times we're around single people,
but we're around them for the reason
to help them to understand how it is to be married, and you know, and then actually we kind of like helping them and giving them advice.
But if you're hanging out
and you're going out with the fellas and all of them are single, and you going out to the club with them, you know what I'm saying, and you're married.
No, just the total opposite. Let me break it down.
Advice.
You and your wife are having a rough time.
Right.
You're talking about advice.
And then you go to clear your head, and you go out. Don't go around nobody that ain't married, because their outlook about what they're going to tell you,
As men, we really have to
protect our hearing at all times.
Absolutely.
Because we hear stuff and because of the spirit of ego that we have, we get it firsthand. So we normally grab the first ship that comes along instead of waiting for the second ship. Because the second ship got the goal on, but the first ship you're gonna ride with
fool's gold
because it sounds good.
First ship got fool's gold.
Dior Lapree said, "Hey, Miss Charisse."
Hey,
cool. Dior Lapree.
Oh, Dior, Ryan's daughter.
Hi, Dior.
Hi, sweetie.
That's like a Tony's girl.
So hold on, let me read what Deshawn wrote. She said, "Amen." But some married people don't even have the biblical principles about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage takes word, and people today don't want to work. They want all the easy and don't know how to level up when it gets hard.
That's right.
And see, that's the
yeah, part. You're right. Yeah. But see, this is why we say it all the time. When there is a problem, because there are going to be problems, is who we turn to when we have problems. Mm-hmm. We are literally supposed to go to God, because God is the center of marriage. Even when you don't know what to do, you go back to the center. And that's what we do, because what we want is our will and our emotions and our feelings to be fed. We want how we feel. It's how I feel. And I feel, and you did this to me and that, and you did, and me and me, me. Mm-hmm. And we make what the issue is about us. And that's where we forget the word.
Yeah. Because about us and about feeling better. So we go to all these different vices to feel better.
Yeah.
Which gets us in more trouble, because it's really not going to make us feel better. It's a false sense of it. It's the smoke in the mirrors.
That's right.
Until we have to face When the smoke clears, we got to look at ourselves in the mirror of God's reflection. And we have to see ourselves that way. And that's when we start getting convicted.
And then, too, a lot of times, too, we can't look at issues that, like, always as those are the things that are to break us. Because trials come to make us strong. So some things are really put in place for us to get in a certain position. Because sometimes God has to move us.
I'm glad you said that because that's exactly what had to happen in our marriage.
Yes.
Like, I had to move out of God's way because what I was doing was help. I was trying to
help God.
I was trying to help God.
Yes.
Until I started praying for it. And I was telling her the other day, I started praying for his heart.
Wow.
Because his heart was so cold towards God. Yeah. I started praying for God to break through his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I didn't even, with all the hanging out and all this, it was about his heart. And see, not slowly, amen, but surely.
Amen.
Once I had to make the decision that we needed to go our separate ways, God started breaking through his heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that was the pain that was causing God to break through and him saying, God said this and God said that. Whatever it was, that started the beginning of that process going.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his process was his process because we separated. But then I had to walk in my process. Uh-huh. And it was not easy. It was not easy.
Wow.
I was angry some days. I was depressed some days. You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My little niece, she's 4. Yeah, she's 4. She's going to be 5. And I was staying over at my niece's house. And this little baby, it discerns the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And she stayed clear of me. Because she can tell it was so much stuff. I wasn't her auntie, the auntie that she knew.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't come as she usually did, like all over me and stuff. She would stay clear of me. And, you know, one day I heard her say, I want auntie to go. I was upset. It hurt me, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had to look at that, like, and then I really had to really put my face like Hezekiah. Face to the wall. Mm-hmm. Listen, God, let's have this. What's going on? Tell me what it is I need to do, because this right here ain't working. And so I had to do self in, what do you call it?
Internal.
I had self, to look, yeah. Like you said, I had to look at the mirror, the reflection in
like
the mirror.
Like Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror. You got to look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
I had to
face myself.
Because you can't worry about it. It comes to a point where you really can't worry about the next person or the
I
next
can't
person.
I can't worry about nobody.
You have to worry about and be responsible for what you do and what you're being held accountable for.
That's the only way God can really work with you.
That's it.
Yes.
So, wait,
before you say, just a couple of comments, y'all.
Okay.
Mama Pearlie, she said, we have to talk to each other and pray together. And I believe if we pray together, we will stay together. That's right.
Prayer works.
That's what she says. Al West said, a lot of couples these days get influenced from the internet instead of what's right in front of their face.
Come on, Al.
You better say that, Al.
Settle the differences. Come on, Al.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Tanya
Oglesby says, I think in marriage we have to be intentional
at all
times. And the key is at all times.
That's right.
Because people don't realize when you're single and you're dating, that's one thing. It is not the same.
No.
When you join together and you make a covenant agreement before God, because at that very moment, the devil know when two people come together, oh, they're going to be a mighty force against what I'm trying to do.
Because that's one body now. You got two people, but it's still one body.
And he
that's
know right. how powerful that is. So real immediately, powerful. I believe the attack, people think, oh, marriage is going to fix a lot of, no, marriage not going to fix your problems. What's going to happen is those problems are going to be magnified if you don't stay close to God, especially in the first 2 years of your marriage. You're going to have to keep everybody out, because that's the time you and this person that you thought you knew, now you really close and now y'all really getting to know each other, talking about flaws and all, and y'all are becoming one.
Mm.
So therefore, in that becoming one, y'all are going to make mistakes. Y'all going to say things y'all may not think. I mean, like, and think about it later and have to. Y'all coming together as one. Y'all getting close as two people can ever get, and you got to keep the noise out. So and,
But let's be honest here, though. Let's truly be honest here. Because it's easy to say, let's be intentional, when intention is to really get an understanding of truly what's going on in situations that you are involved with. Here, case in point. Now, if you're going through something, right, it's easier to look, like Al said, it's easier to go to somebody to talk to. It's easier to say, you know, I'm going to talk to, just because this is normally what we do. Okay, you know, we look for either somebody to console us in our foolishness or to help us, you know, to stay wrong. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy to do that. But and I really believe that the enemy puts that in front of us so that he can keep swaying us the wrong way. But what we have to do in our intention and being intentional is to look for what's consistent. Look for what's the foundation, and the foundation is God, the word of God. So no matter what happens, no matter what happens, you can always go back to the thing that's consistent, because we never know what people's intentions are, for not just for because, you know, some people don't want to see you happy. There are people out there that just don't want to see you happy. There's some people that really want to look good in their foolishness. You know what I'm saying? And these, like you said, that these are the church people. Yeah. These are people who are in the church that get the word every week, every Bible study, every choir rehearsal, and they still be like, I ain't going through this, and I ain't going. So there's no staying power. So I really honestly believe
there is staying power, but they choose not to use that power.
You're right.
From the power source.
And see, the thing about
they
it,
really yeah.
the thing about that, that is, because I can hear the Holy Spirit saying, remember Peter. Because they were saying a lot of things, and Jesus said, well, who do you say I am? If you keep your eye on God at all times, you can defeat any enemy. You don't need a slingshot. You don't need no darts. You don't need no gun. You don't need nothing but the word. And so my downfall, my complete downfall, and I'm going to hold it to the day I die. And, you know, sometimes it's meant for you to go do some stuff. I think I told Lady Free one day, I think it was last week, I think I commented on the podcast. What God did to me was he broke me all the way down to my lowest common denominator so that he could build me the way he wanted to build me. And see, some of us don't want to go through that. Come on, Jesse. When I was going through, I got on a plane and came here. You my best friend. I didn't want to hear nothing you had to say. I hung up the phone in your face. I called you all kind of names, all kind of threatened to kill you and all kind of stuff. But you knew that wasn't me. Because you knew who I was. You understand me? So you knew that the devil had a hold on me. The only way that you can get that enemy off your back. And listen, y'all, whatever y'all going through, God is the answer. I mean, you know, we can go back and forth.
We got a question on here. Because I always like to keep the folks engaged. So here,
yes, sir.
Charles said, I'm glad that you guys have decided to stay together. Tony, I'm so proud of you and how you have grown in the Lord. We love you guys.
We love you too, Charles.
Deshaun said, God loves us unconditionally. We must love like that.
That's right.
Because we are created in his image.
We carry that characteristic.
So Pearly Crane, she has a question. She says, what if your husband says he needs to leave to find himself? Do the wife wait on him to find himself and come back home and let him come back home? Guess that's what you're saying? We're going to let y'all answer that. y'all holy wives.
So if he leaves and say he needs to go find himself, Do you wait for, this is for Sharice. Do you wait for your husband to find himself and then let him come back home?
Well, my first question is, why you don't know where you are? Because you're trying to find yourself. So you lost? Where did that come from? If that's something that he's saying that God is telling him, God going to tell me too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He going to tell me too.
So he leaves. So he's gone. He decides, whatever, to leave, to find himself, leave. I can't take it no more. Whatever the case, he left. He went and he's gone. Do you wait for him? That's number one. That's question number one.
Number one.
Do you wait for him to get it together?
Because I'm going to get up. Here she come.
I'll say yes, because I'm a woman of God and he's my husband.
All right.
That's number one. Number two, I'm going to pray about it. And then the time frame that he's gone, what his actions are, if he's communicating to me, and all of that will determine which way we go. Because a man just saying, I'm going to find myself, and that's it. No, you got to a little bit more better than that. We got to pray. We got to talk to God. Because God is not going to let something happen and he don't let the wife know about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole time he was going through what he was going through, God kept sending me messages, showing me different things, but I was in denial. I knew something was wrong. I didn't know exactly what was wrong, but I knew he wasn't Tony. So he's going to let you know what's going on, especially if you are connected with him.
That's so would you answer. Let him come back?
How would I let him come back?
Would you let him come back? Well, he decides to come back.
Like I said, it has different factors, because if he has not, it's all in the how he's doing, the communication along the way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because, right, you ain't going to leave and then I don't hear nothing from you. And 6 months later, you pop up, hey, baby, I'm back.
Oh, no.
No. It's a way you
so
do
that. That's just, it's I, a way I don't things mean to cut you all, but the question that was asked was really... It happened vice versa. Because I was the one who came home and her bags was at the door. That's when I knew it was serious. And she said, I gotta go. Okay?
But you knew why, right?
But,
I shared with you why, and I shared with you what was going on and why I had to go.
We knew that, but everything else that you said was on point, because even in doing all of that, even with me making the calls, every time that I could get to a phone for rehab, who I called?
You. Me.
We talked.
Communication.
We prayed. We studied. We studied some more. We prayed. I think one time you called and told me I was a telephone preacher.
Yeah, he was.
Let me just say this real quick before you, Mama Cheeks. But when I tell you we love this lady here, she says something that's so powerful.
We love her so much.
She said, "God does His best work when we throw our hands up."
Yeah, He does.
Throw my hands up.
So, yeah. But let me say this. Let me say this real quick, so we can move on. The thing is, the scripture says, "He that findeth his he that findeth a wife
findeth
a good thing."
And, yes, sir.
And obtain a favor. Yes, it doesn't say he that has to get himself together.
Yes, right.
He that has to work some things out. Because, again,
he can't work them
out. He was made to be what? The husband man. So if he has to work on himself, God has to do some. I believe that, and I really do believe that as a praying wife, that you allow him to be the husband that he is supposed to be in your life, because if he's not in his position, then you will be out of place.
Right.
The whole situation is out of place.
Right.
So I do believe that there should be a time if that happens, because our walk is to make sure that everybody is in position. Make sure that everybody, because any little throw off of the position, the whole thing is out of whack. Because there's a specific alignment that God sets up for the union.
Right.
And if he says, I have to get myself together, then what we as women, what women I believe should do is now understand that God is going to place him over here, and now he becomes your head. But as long as I believe you allowing God to become your head, mm-hmm. then what he's going to do is now he's going to protect you. He's going to work on him. He's going to work on him as he gets himself ready to put him back to where he is. But the thing is, I really believe that we have to allow, because again, we have to allow God to move. We have to allow God to move, because
all things.
It don't say parts of things. Right. It don't say some things. Yeah. It says all things. Even when he's not, even when he feels he's not ready. But I really understand and I believe that that's a level of honesty. Look, I'm ready. I need to get myself together. But I do believe this now. You need to get yourself together in the house.
That's it.
I don't believe you need to go and separate, because Al West said that does not give you a card to go find yourself and get yourself together with something else.
You don't have that authority. I told my wife, because we were talking about divorce, and so when she said she was going to leave, I said,
no, we talked about divorce. You were talking about divorce.
Well, okay. I was talking about divorce, and God told me to get somewhere and set out somewhere. I didn't have the authority to do that. So then she says, "Well, you know, if you don't, you know, right, I'm gonna have to leave you." And so
that's not what I.
Well,
said.
I mean, in a way,
no, that's how he received it. That's how I received it.
That was my perception.
That's how he received it.
So when I went back to God about it, I came back to you and told you what God said. You don't have the authority to leave or do nothing other than what he tell you to do. Mm-hmm. And that he told you already, but because she was mad with me, because she was hurt, and I'm not going to deny that she didn't have no reason to be mad. I'm not going to deny that she didn't have no reason to be hurt, mm-hmm. because I hurt my wife. But I hurt myself too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes hurt can be a positive, but only God can turn what's meant for to die, to raise up, to live, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So that's what this whole topic is about. Just when you thought it was over, when you thinking you're going to go one way and he's going to go another way, mm-hmm. but ain't nobody asked God about which way that he want us to go.
That's right.
Because we ain't got no authority over nothing.
And a lot of times when you're going through and you mad, you ain't trying to ask.
You're going to make your own decision.
Yeah, you just want to do what you mm-hmm. want to do. You're not asking God. But see, the thing I love about y'all marriage, if I can go back just a little bit, because I be wanting people to understand, like, because there's so much goody here. People don't understand. Let's keep it the realest of the raw. It was times that me and you had conversations where she was like, sis, I'm out. Yep. I can't do this.
Yep.
I can't do this. It was times when she felt like she was carrying the bulk of the marriage, and she yep. felt like she was mm-hmm. paying all the bills, and she was doing all mm-hmm. of this and doing all of that, and I just can't do it no more. It was times when she was saying, nope, I'm supporting my husband. It was like she was going through her whole yep. level of mm-hmm. the whole journey. She was in it, but it was times I would say, nope, sis, you can't leave. It's not meant for you to leave right now. And even though she wanted to leave, she had to listen to what God had to say.
God had not said it.
Sometimes you have to understand that no matter what people tell you, when you hear the voice of God and you know it's mm-hmm. God speaking to you, you have no choice but to be obedient if you his child. You don't want to do it. And she wanted to leave. So she just wanted to leave so bad. I mean, remember this particular time. And it was like, that's not what you're supposed to do right now.
You're going to leave me, baby. You can't leave me, baby.
The thing is, so to keep it raw, she's telling you about how she listened to God. She prayed and she let God. And I had to say in this posture, yep. But she had to get to a place where she was like, God, I need you.
Yeah.
I need you. I don't want to do this without you. I need you to tell me what to do. I have to get everybody else out of my ear yep. right now, and I mm-hmm. need you to talk to me. Because if you don't talk to me, I already know what I'm going to do.
And listen, I was like, well, you want me to stay here? You got to give me what I need to stay here, because I'm about to kill this.
And that's the raw. And this is the real.
Right.
You yeah. came to a place of, I mean, you always been a woman of God since I've known you. But people think just because you're a woman of God, you're not going to go through nothing. You're not going to have your own natural.
You ain't no true woman of God if that's the case.
So hold on, y'all. So, We got a couple of great. Hey, Ted is on. My boy Ted.
Teddy.
And Tisha Thomas is watching. We thank you guys for coming on.
Hey,
Mama
guys,
Pearly said,
y'all.
I agree. Communication is the key. Al West said, a union is a union. Charles Oglesby said, I agree. Tit for tat destroys.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa, my Eliza said, God told me the same thing.
Amen.
Mama mm-hmm. Pearly said, God can turn things around. Mm-hmm. But Tanisha, I wanted to get to this comment. She said, asking God, but also being patient enough to wait for his answers is the key.
Is key.
That's key.
You
got to wait no matter how you feel.
Because nothing about God.
You got to wait no matter how you feel.
Nothing about God is microwavable.
Yeah.
He don't work like that.
Absolutely not.
So you got, oh, God, I want a car. Glory be to God, I got a car in the morning. No, it don't work like that.
Slow cook, baby. You got to be obedient.
Yeah, oh, 250.
You like that. 250, right. 4 or 5 hours. Yeah.
Mama Cheek said, got to follow God's lead, even when your heart doesn't agree.
Oh, my God. She said it right there.
You said that, yeah. Mama Cheek.
She said
Mama
it.
Even Mama Cheek got a lot of wisdom.
Oh, yeah, she got a lot of wisdom.
I ain't met you, Mama Cheek, but I won't meet you.
Oh, yeah, we love
her. Oh, yeah, we're going to introduce y'all to her.
And check this out. She says, even when your heart doesn't agree. And think about this. Out of the abundance of the heart, what happens?
The mouth speaks.
So that's how you know. Even when your words, even though the stuff you're saying when you hurt, I don't agree. You got to still follow
his lead.
That's
when you got to be very careful and quiet.
That's when you got to be intentional.
That's when you, because what happened in my studies, I found out that things that you speak, who's the prince of the air? Who's the prince of the air? The enemy is the prince of air.
And social media, baby, that's his territory.
Look what Reverend Al West put. I got to put Reverend Al West here. He said, if you don't lose yourself in the weight, then it's worth the struggle.
Definitely. If you don't lose yourself in the weight.
He can drop the mic.
Down.
That means while you wait and you got to get in the right posture.
You can't lose yourself in
you
the
got
weight.
To get in the right posture. You can't be like, well, you know what? He left. Forget him. I'm out. I'm going to do me. You can't do that.
Nope.
That's the time. When you have to say, okay. And you got to get in their prayer closet, baby. You got to get the knees dirty.
Yeah, got to get some scabs on them.
I'm going to tell you what, though. During that time, you know, like you were saying, I'm going to get my groove on or whatever like that. Yeah. No, I carried myself as a married woman at all times.
And she kept telling me that.
Yes.
She kept
at
telling me
all
she did.
Times.
She did.
She at said, I need you time. To know something. And I said, what? She said, I do love you. I don't like what you do, but I just need you to know that I continue to carry myself as a married woman. And I didn't know what to say. I was like, oh, because I have been in situations in relationships before. I mean, just not married relationship, but a relationship to where it's easy to be poison. And what I mean by that is, okay, you and your man, y'all not working out. And here come Jezebel with that spirit. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, come on. I got some friends. Come on over here and meet Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife said, no, I don't need all that. Mm-hmm. All I need is
I need to let be God by myself.
Be by myself and talk
with
to God.
My family.
Mm-hmm.
But she
was with
family.
I was with my family.
Yeah.
My girls.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I spent my time with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, I enjoyed myself so much with them. I mean, I have one good girlfriend, well, two good girlfriends that I spend some time with, but I spend most of my time with them. We did everything together.
Yeah.
We laugh, and we always laugh. Mm-hmm. But that was my safe haven, so to speak. And now, mind you, there were times I took this ring off and put it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about when, during this whole journey, when we were talking and stuff, he allowed for me to talk about how he hurt me.
Ooh, glory.
He allowed for me to, which is really good for him because he wasn't a
Boy,
listener before, but he allowed for me to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to
whereas before, if I tried to talk to him about anything that I was trying, that was going on with me, mm-hmm. he wasn't having it. He was walking away. He was cussing or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But he allowed for me. Why you done slid over? You slide back over.
Girl, you just hit me then when you said that.
He allowed for me. You hit him with that two-piece combo.
Yeah, he allowed for me to tell him exactly how he made me feel when in certain things that he did and so forth and so on. And we were able to talk in our communication. That is the key. Somebody that's had said communication. Said too. Communication and that is the key.
And before it happened, God came to me and said, now, you're going to have to be quiet and listen and keep your eyes on me and don't let nothing that you hear discourage you at any point. Your wife is going to talk to you and you ought to listen.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he did.
I never made not one comment. I didn't say nothing. And when she got through, it was like I was a newborn, like I had just come out of my mama's womb. I was crying, ah, boo-hoo, because I didn't really realize how much damage and hurt I caused my wife.
Yeah.
And that alone, well, you don't never want to do that. You don't want to do that to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know, men, y'all be careful, because the very one thing that you think that you're doing, it will come back and haunt you and hit you in the face. And just as much as you hurt that person, it'll hurt you just 10 times worse.
Mm. Real quickly, y'all. Mama Pearly said, get your knee pads on and trust God in all things.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Grimes said, you can't fight fire with fire. Nope. Stay in character.
Mm-hmm. Stay in character.
Dietrich
come on.
Lawson, she said, my peeps. God bless you.
Hey, Dietrich, that's my supervisor, y'all. Yeah. Are you waiting for me to come back and get in that truck? I'm on my way, dog.
On his way, Dietrich.
Yeah. Darren Phillips said, we men need to learn to sit in our mess.
Wow,
come on, Darren. Reverend Al West, he said, Heart to Heart Tuesday.
Absolutely. What was it? You did a little a minute ago. What did you see?
Dietrich.
Oh, okay.
So the thing is, we had a guest on a while ago, another one of my brothers from New York, Bishop Robert Butler. He said when he really understood where he was, and he got the opportunity to talk to his wife, he said he heard her.
He had to listen.
He said he had to listen. Gotcha. And even with me, when what healed me and my wife, the very thing that I had to do was I had to listen.
Yeah.
I heard her. And this is what the cry of a lot of women who really just get to that point of frustration is because they're not being heard.
Right. You hear me.
And this is really the way to a lot of women's heart.
Yes.
If you're able to listen, It don't take much. Women just want to be heard.
Right.
We just want to just hear me. Just hear what I got to say.
Truly hear my heart. Don't just listen just to let me, okay, I got to go ahead and listen to her.
Don't do that. Because we can tell the difference.
Yeah. Most definitely. I just want to say something just before we go. I just want to let.
Go, is it time already?
Everybody is. Oh, wow. I just want to let everybody know that's listening under the sound of my voice is that don't let it be over when God says it's not over. Don't you make that choice because I like to have messed up the very thing that was most important to me that God gave me was my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And to everybody who's listening, I don't know about you, but you need to find out where I'm at and check me out so I can show you what I'm working with because I got the best wife on this side of heaven. And I wouldn't trade that in for anything in the world. So you guys, you keep praying, keep asking God for guidance, and he'll show you. But you have to listen. And see, when you're able to love God correctly and listen to God, absolutely, then you're able to love your wife and listen to her.
That's the only way you can love your wife.
That's the only way.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
See, it starts with him. Once you can listen to God, once you can honor and love God intentional, like don't wait for him. He yet there. He ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. And see, that's what happened to me. God had my hand the whole time. I slipped my hand out of God's hand and went my own way. And my own way was leading me.
Almost destroyed you.
Almost killed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man pulled his pistol out on me. Almost a year ago, and shot me at close range. And they saying today, how are you still standing here? The gun was just close as I am there when I saw the spark come out. And I'm here today, back with my love of my life.
Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Amen.
I got the best wife in the world.
Amen.
Oh, I got
Deuce,
the best
y'all.
You so crazy.
So listen, y'all. If y'all like today's show, man, the hour goes so fast,
it does.
Man.
It sure does.
Man, we love our Real Talk audience. Al, appreciate you more. Al, yes. West, man, one of the dopest producers on this side of history.
Come on.
Done work with Cisco, 50 Cent, G Unit,
Al West.
I know Al.
Al West, man. That's my boy, man. We done played together. Real dope musician. Mama Pearly. We love you guys. Mama Jesse. Cheeks. My dad, who
Denzel,
probably...
Denzel, how are you?
What's up, Denzel, man?
We miss you.
We miss you, bro. Let me know when you get back in town, bro.
So at the end of the day...
Man, go back and listen to this, man, because this was a couple who was almost done, and they're here to tell their story today.
Right. And listen, the thing that I want to say is God is allowing so many people to go through, because he don't want us to go through, but because we're so hard-hearted, he says, okay, I'm not going to force you to love me and do it like I want you to. So he's allowing people to go through certain things. I call it like a 007 agent for God. Yeah, you're going through right now, but see, it's the people that come out that actually go through and come out that have a story to tell that's going to be able to help so many other people, because the way marriages and relationships are going today, God needs people who have some skin in the game, who can say, I know what I'm talking about because I know where you at. I've been there, in order for that person to be able to help somebody else. So if you're going through a tough time, don't give up. Actually go through it, because your story not going to look like Tony Bird and Cherie's story. Your story not going to look like mine and Pastor Jay. Your story not going to look like your mother and your father. Your story is going to look like your story, because God wants you to help a specific people.
Yeah.
And those people are going to really be able to pull from what you went through. And if you go through it,
right,
even if it looked like she left you and it's over,
ooh, you can say that
even
again,
if it looked like he gone out of his mind and it's, we just can't.
Come on
no,
now.
God says, stick with me. Hold up.
Stick and stay.
He's standing in front of you walking, and he said, do you believe that I can? He looked back. He said, do you believe that I can do it? And all he wants you to do is say, yes. He said, the battle is not yours. It's mine. Just walk behind me. Follow me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to push through this with you. All you got to do is continue to believe that I can.
Amen. Amen. The pastor just took the mic.
He sure did.
Just going to drop it. Just drop
I was
going
to say something. Sure, I had some. God gave me something to say, but he just spoke through my wife, and we're going to open the doors of the church on that note. But listen, y'all, we about to go. Listen, y'all, we thank y'all for tuning in with us, and we thank you today, God. We bless you, honor to you, God.
Thank you.
We love
so
you, God.
Much.
We thank you, God, for
thank
you, God.
You,
you are the glue
you,
to the union, God. You've
thank
put
you,
union
Lord.
Together, God.
Thank
so,
you,
God,
Lord.
Whatever we
Lord.
Need, God,
whatever
we're going to we lean on your understanding,
Father.
And not
yes.
on our own understanding,
yes,
God. So we thank you
thank
right
you,
now,
Father.
God. Every marriage
thank
that's represented,
Lord.
every yes. single people who desires to get married, God, we just asking you, God, to let us be that example, God, that they will see, God, that you are in control, God.
Yes,
so
God.
We thank you
thank
right
you,
now.
Father.
In Jesus' name in Jesus. We pray.
Okay, so wait. Amen. We do have one thing we want to do. Pastor Jay and Lady Free are doing a marriage class. We're doing it via Zoom.
Sunday, 6 p.m.
Every Sunday. Right now we're talking about communication, baby. We're trying to get us through thing of communication.
Oh, yeah.
And this
we're teaching
thing
on
so
communication.
Good. We're teaching on communication, so we're going to have that flyer up on our page. The ID for the Zoom is going to be there. It starts at 6 o'clock on Sunday. You are not going to not want to be there.
Yes.
The Central Time, 6
7 p.m.
Seven
Central
p.m.
Time. 7
p.m.
for
Atlanta.
7
for
Atlanta.
Okay.
For those of you in Atlanta, New York.
For Houston, 6 o'clock.
And
the
anytime that
class.
You can facilitate it, me and my wife will be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We already. We was going to talk to y'all about
come
that.
Come on. We coming.
Oh, yeah.
Marriage
yeah.
class with yeah. Pastor Jay
awesome.
And Lady Free.
Yeah.
Come on.
So we love
let's
y'all. We got to go.
Let's get it.
So listen, y'all, I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And we're our guests, Tony Bird and
Cherise
Thornton
we
Bird.
Love you guys
all of the
always.
Above. We love you guys, man. We are out.
DJ,
are out.
Hit us. Hit me.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.